spread this joy and peace on earth. People are so cold sometimes, they're like winter all year round. Get those jingle bells ringing, let's hear that Christmas sound. Decorate your Christmas tree, sing carols all night long. And if you see Santa Claus, just sing these Christmas songs. Have a Merry Christmas, what joy the season brings, and a Happy New Year. Find a Christmas song to sing. Have a Merry Christmas, 'cause that's what you deserve, and a Happy New Year. Spread this joy and peace on earth.
Does this owl seem to be saying, "Who's awake? Me too"? Listen again. This nighttime hooter is the great horned owl, often heard during dark winter evenings and pre-dawn mornings. A pair of owls may call back and forth or overlap their hoots. The male's call is slightly lower in pitch. Can you pick it out? Chiefly nocturnal, the large, 22-inch, great horned owl is difficult to see. But even a good view won't show real horns, just two tufts of feathers that stick up from the top of the owl's head. These creatures hunt for prey at night, and they have exceptional vision. The bird perches quietly, its large yellow eyes watching for mice or other mammals up to the size of skunks. Like other nocturnal owls, the flight and contour feathers are frayed at the ends and very soft, allowing the owl to fly, hardly making a sound, to capture unsuspecting prey. The only sound we'll hear is the great horned owl's nighttime refrain, "Who's awake? Me, too." For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, I have the perfect show for you. Come hang out with me at Raccoon City every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Hope to see you there.
Welcome to the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Our next guest, we have Sugarcane, and Sugarcane is spelled with a K. Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Corey Burke, and I'm the guitar player and co-writer and in the band.
And I'm Nadia Johnson. I am the co-writer and the lead singer of the Sugarcane.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Yes. And you brought your instrument here with you. Tell me about your guitar, Corey.
I love this guitar. It's a J200 copy, and it's my baby. I got it for my birthday from my wife. And it was the best birthday present ever. I really love it. It's exactly the guitar I want.
Oh, excellent.
I love it.
And Corey is here with an A and B Sound t-shirt, and he actually used to work there. Tell me about this.
Yes. You know what? It was, well, I think my first job was pumping gas. But my dream job since I was like 12, 13 was to work at A&B Sound. So come 15, I went into the store all the time asking to get a job. And he just kept on saying, no, you're too young. You're too young. And at 15, he finally said, okay, you can work here. And so he put me in the CD department, and it was absolutely the dream job. It was everything I thought it would be. I got free CDs. I got to go see shows. I got to see the Tragically Hip when they first came into town at the railway, and then the town pump. Got to see them for free.
Wow!
So it was a great time, and working with people that are so into music. And I worked at the A&B Sound on Marine Drive.
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy. What era was that?
That was 1986. I'm dating myself.
I know, because I do mind dating yourself.
You didn't want to do that, Maddie. But... Yeah. So it was 86 to about 1989, 90. So it was a great time. And the guys that worked there were so into music. Like, they taught me so much. And to this day, I still know a lot of those guys I work with. Mark Henning, mm-hmm. who is a great producer, great engineer, and in the band Combine the Victorious.
Okay.
And also Headlong Hearts, he's in that. And he was at A&B Sound a lot longer than I was. But and Adam Gatos, who was a great musician, he's around town too, and just a great group of guys. Loved it.
And another person that's knowledgeable about music is Mark Vancouver, where you guys just did his interview yesterday.
Oh yeah, we did. It was awesome. Yeah, he's definitely got a lot of information in that brain. My goodness, holy.
He's an encyclopedia of rock and roll.
Exactly. All right. And tell me about your first job, Nadia.
Oh, my gosh. I think I pumped gas, too. Well, I worked at the gas station around the corner from my house, funny enough. What else did I do? Gosh, you know, the typical babysitting and I guess that must be it. The gas station. Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
The Chevron. Yeah, I know. In Marpole, too, which is super weird.
Oh, yeah. I worked at the Domo on Kingsway.
Oh, I was a Chevron and Canby in 59th.
That's hilarious.
That is funny.
That's hilarious.
I dated a guy at the Petro-Canada.
Oh,
Linda. Linda, what was your first job?
It was a karaoke DJ.
Awesome. Awesome.
So, yeah, right?
That is awesome. That would have been fun.
All right. So you guys are going to play some songs today. Tell me about your first song.
What do you want to play?
I think maybe we should do Fix You first.
Okay. Yeah, tell them about it.
Well, I guess it's a lot of these songs on this album that we're making are about a heartbreak, mm-hmm. if you can believe it. And this one is specifically about how it's a bit of a sarcastic song about how she's going to fix you. You've got all these problems, but don't worry. You don't have to do anything because she's the right one for you, which is the irony because it's really not true. So... that's what it's about.
It's our bass player's favorite song, so I know he's listening. Darren, this one's for you, buddy. And it's a great song. Love it.
Right
Fix
here
you.
On CJSF.
I'm sure she'll be the one for you. With sparkling eyes and attitude. And she's gonna fix you, and there's nothing left for you to do. No, a bit of sass but an open heart. She'll hear you out every single night. Girl, she's gonna fix you, and there's nothing left for you to do. It will be with your family finally. is your one true love. She understands all your guns. Well, she's gonna fix you. Well, there's nothing left for you to do. No need to tell her anything. No, those past girls are irrelevant. Girls, she's gonna fix you. Yeah. There's nothing left for you to do. Oh, yeah. So go hide behind your selfish eyes. Let yourself go. Dream inside. Imagine how soon it will. Every word you say, girl, she's gonna fix you. Well, there's nothing left for you to do. No, no, she's gonna fix you. Oh, yeah.
Woo! Hey, girl, your voice is awesome.
Thanks, yo.
All right, so I found a song from Combine the Victorious, was it?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to play that, and we'll be back with more Sugar Cane.
Oh.
Oh,
we are back. Yay! Yes, tell me about your show that's coming up tomorrow.
Tomorrow, we are playing at Lana Lou's. Mm-hmm. We're playing with Ransom and the Spill Merchants. And from what I've heard, they are very, very good. And, yeah.
Ransom is great. Like, seriously, a great live band. And they are finishing the show. And they just, you know, they really know how to rock,
yeah.
Right? They're a great rock and roll band. And Spill Merchants, they are up and coming. They just won second place in Battle of the Bands. And they really have a good time, too. So they're opening the show, and we're in the middle.
Excellent. Okay, you can tell me about your bandmates.
Yes. Jason, let's start with Jason, our drummer. He's absolutely amazing. He has been here in Vancouver playing with so many people, but he plays with Mark Campbell. He plays with Son of James. He does the Zappa
tribute,
and he's absolutely amazing in that. So you can imagine if he's doing the Zappa tribute, you know he's got to be a drummer with some chops, and he is. He's such a great guy and a great drummer. Darren, our bass player, solid bass player. Seriously, a great guy, an absolutely solid bass player, and just a great vibe to have in a band. He's just solid guy. Nick, lead guitar player, he's great guitar player, amazing licks, and he also has another band. A punk band called TV Set. And so they're really cool. They have great energy, and it's a three-piece, and they get pretty crazy. And we have Nadia, who has another band, too.
Yes, I'm in a cover band, as well as Sugarcane, called Spirit Five. And we play mostly in the Richmond circuit.
What covers do you play?
Oh, everything from Dolly Parton to, Doobie Brothers, but we do Shania Twain. We do, what's something strange that we do? Pretenders. Just a super variety pack of a couple slow ones, like Tennessee Whiskey is a slow one. But
she sings for 3 hours a night.
Wow.
With her cover band.
Wow.
She sings for 3 hours a night.
Like,
it's a great band. Yeah, they're pretty great. They're rock.
And you're going to play another song tonight called, is it Taste?
Yes, this is called Taste.
Excellent. So tell me about this one.
Yeah, again, along the same lines as Heartbreak from someone from living out in the country. And it's about being exposed to the perfect life of living out there and it all being taken away in a second and that I can still taste the air. So that's what it's about. Yeah.
Do want to give this up? The grass is growing every day. It's like a slap in my face every time a weed pops up. Oh, you had me believe is the cruelest thing I've seen. All my dreams came true, except your truth, 'cause you let me taste it. Out of the country, out of cracked dirt paths, where my daughter learned in a flash that your word is just trash. Oh, you had me believe is the cruelest thing I've seen. All my dreams came true. Give this up. The grass is growing every day. It's like a slap in my face every time my weight pops up. Oh, you had me believe it's the cruelest thing I've seen. All my dreams came true. Accept your truth, cause you let me taste it. The air I breathe here, well, you let me taste it. Now I'm back in the city streets. Oh, you let me taste it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, oh.
Woo! Love it, love it. Oh, my goodness. Yeehaw. I should have brought my cowboy hat instead.
I love it. I love it.
Did you hear that country flash in there? I didn't know I still had that.
Oh, I love it.
All right, now we're going to play the Wheel of Spiel. Spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel, Nadia.
Round and round she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows.
Games.
Oh, what kind of games do you have on your phone?
Oh, I don't have any on my phone.
I don't do games. I don't have any on my phone.
I mean, board games. Monopoly. What other? Crazy Eights.
How about you, Corey? What do you play?
I play Connect Four with my son. I absolutely love Connect Four.
Connect Four is a good one.
Connect Four, I could play that for hours.
Operation. I play that with my daughter. Operation's a real fun one.
Yeah. Steady Hands.
Gosh, yeah, games.
All right, let's spin one more time.
Corey?
The Wheel of Spiel. Round and round she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows.
Movies.
Nice. Okay, what are you guys watching these days?
I just watched Grapes of Wrath for the 100th time.
I didn't know there was a movie. I love that book.
I love that movie. It's such a great movie. Super old, but such a great movie. Henry Fonda, and he just, Tom Joad, like, it just an honorable guy. In the wrong place.
Oh, that's such a great story.
It's such a great story.
I'm going to look into that.
Yeah. Love it.
You know what I just watched, which was amazing, was the Elvis movie.
Yeah.
The new one?
I had no idea. Yeah. It was so well done. Yeah. Everything about it. I loved it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that in the theater.
No way.
And I did not know. I'm a big Elvis fan, too. Uh-huh. And I did not know the extent that Tom Parker... His hold on him was, you know.
Is that the Colonel?
Yeah, Colonel Tom Parker.
Oh, I didn't know that was his first name.
Yeah. And I didn't even realize he was like that controlling.
Awful. What a sad story in the end. Yeah.
Really, it was a sad story.
Oh, he never made it internationally.
I know. He wasn't allowed to tour internationally because the Colonel could not go.
Yeah,
He was like forbidden to go to any country or something like that. It's crazy. Just poor Elvis, you know.
Yeah.
But that was one of the best movies I'd seen in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do one more.
Okay.
Nadia.
Please be food. Please be food. Please be food. Please be food. Work.
No.
Oh, God.
Okay, spin it again. Spin it again. We already know that you sing so...
Books.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Books. Yes. Let's see. You know, I'm really into the Audible app right now because I work with my hands, and just to be able to go through a few hours of a book while it's just perfect. So, what have I been... I just finished Matthew Perry's book.
Nice.
Sort of what I figured it would be like, just a sad story about his addictions and stuff. But favorite books? Gosh. I mean, Grapes of Wrath. Your East of Eden.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm a huge Steinbeck fan, so keep it coming.
Yeah, Cannery Row, two. I've read them so many times. I love them.
East of Eden.
How about you,
Corey,
besides those two?
You know what? I will say, again, my son, I am reading a book called The Caribou Cowboy by Harry Marriott. And I've been reading this to him every night. And it's about a guy starts in the early 1900s. and lives in the Caribou in BC.
Okay.
And starts a homestead, starts a family, and it's just such an incredible read. And he wrote it in the 60s. So it's such a simple read, but the stories are just so amazing, and the writing is so real.
Is it a kid's book?
It's not a kid's book.
Oh.
But it's such a great story and has such great stories. My son just loves it.
He's interested in it?
He just loves it. And he reads part of it, too. And it's just such a great story. And I've been reading that book for a long time. I take it camping. And every time I go camping, I read it.
Oh, cute.
And it's just such a great book. Like, it's a great stories.
Amazing. So we're almost out of time, folks. And I know you wanted to talk about food. So let's quickly talk about food.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was just of all the things on the wheel of... What's it called?
Wheel of Spiel.
Wheel of Spiel. So good.
Love it.
Yeah, food. I don't know. I just love to cook, basically.
Oh, you're a cook. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I worked in the restaurant industry for 15 years and just lived the world of food. And that's it.
Didn't you watch those cooking shows on Netflix and stuff, those competitions?
My daughter is obsessed with them. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. She's going to be in the industry. She's already like planning out her pastries. And yeah. No, I never really watched them, but she does.
Okay, amazing. Okay.
So you probably watched them.
Just in the peripheral vision, yes, as I'm
exactly
doing a million things.
And yeah. What do you like to taste, Corey?
I love, you know what? I'm a meat eater, and I love a good steak.
Me too.
A big, juicy steak.
So your last meal, let's ask you that.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Yeah, I think steak, mm-hmm, corn on the cob, and... mashed potatoes.
All right.
I'm going to go with the same, but I'm going to add some seafood to that.
Oh, shrimp?
I'm going to go like...
Lobster?
Fresh lobster, fresh crab,
okay,
fresh scallops.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
A seafood tower, basically.
Yes.
And a steak.
Amazing.
A seafood tower. I love it. And what about you, Linda?
Just sushi for me.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
All right. So tell everyone where they can find your music.
Go ahead, Cor.
Okay, so you can find our music on all platforms, Spotify. We have a lyric video on YouTube. It's on Amazon. It's on TikTok. We have a TikTok channel. We have an Instagram. Sugarcane Music is what you want to look for.
With the K.
With a K. Sugarcane cane with a K.
Yes, and I love the logo here. With the bones and the rose.
That logo is done by my sister-in-law, Karen. She came up with that idea, and we kind of bounced ideas back and forth with the band, and she came up with that, and it really suits.
It does.
It really suits the vibe, and... the kind of music that we play.
Yes.
It's very indicative of that. It's a good marriage.
So Cruising for a Bruising is the one that's available on all the platforms right now.
Yes, that's our debut single.
More to come, but it was our single that we released October 20th at the Roxy. And it is, it's our good one. But there's much more coming. We're writing like crazy, and we got a good thing going.
Perfect. And we're going to end it with Cruising for a Bruising. Yes. Thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Thanks,
Linda.
Wham Bam.
Wham Bam. East Van.
Yeah, baby.